Welcome to the Words of Life with God's servant, Pastor Obed Joy Obin. Get set for a life-transforming word right from the ovens of heaven.
Holy Spirit, we need you. Holy Spirit, we love you. We acknowledge your supremacy and we declare your presence over this atmosphere. Brood over this atmosphere. Brood over the surface of this place. And as your word comes, let there be performances. Let there be strange works. Let your word come to transform and to change our lives. May we be turned into another person as your word comes. Spirit of God, we love you. 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 Therefore, have your way, Holy Spirit, in this service. Be glorified in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Somebody's blessed. Please be seated in the presence of our Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe one of the best way you can receive from God is to engage your spirit. Say your spirit. Come on, say it louder after me. Hallelujah. John said that I was in the spirit on the last day. We don't receive God's word with our mind or with just our heart, but with our spirit. Many a times when the scriptures talks about your heart, he's talking about your spirit. Amen. Now, how do you receive God's word with your spirit? When all your being is engaged. Is somebody paying attention here? When all your being is what? Engaged. Your eyes are alert. Your ears are opened. Your mind is sharp. Your hands are writing. You are nodding your head. Your mouth is responding. Is somebody here with me? If you are receiving God's word and you have bowed your head down, there is no way the word can bless you. If you are receiving God's word and you are too stiff, your mouth can't open, there is no way the word will bless you. Is somebody here with me? Oh, right now I see people who have been blessed. Are you understanding me? Every part of you must be hot, engaged. That is when you get blessed by the word. Many people come to church and they don't pay attention. Why? They are not nodding their head to the word. Their heart is not here. Again, they are not responding to the word by shout and certain responses. Is somebody here with me? Yes. So I pray that you will be in the spirit right now. Tell somebody, be in the spirit. If I see you closing your eyes, it means you are, you see, closing your eyes doesn't make you in the spirit though. You are deceiving yourself. Listen, the word of God uses our senses, enriching our spirit and our heart. The sense of sight is very important. The sense of what? Sight. So there are people, when pastor is preaching, then they are looking around. Some will be fidgeting on their phone. Even WhatsApping in the house of God, whilst the word of God is coming on, you will live here and not be hot. Be blessed. Praise God. Tell somebody, engage your heart. Today we have come as we conclude what God laid upon our heart for the month of March. I personally believe that the month of March has been a month of blessing. How many of you believe so? God has really spoken to us and we are so much blessed. Amen. But today God wants to continue and finish well with us. Because for every great beginning must have a great hard ending. Is somebody here with me? Every great beginning must have what? Great ending. Praise God. So, we know the scripture that God has been exposing us to throughout this month. Psalm number 17, verse number 15. I know by now some of you must be able to recite it. Because almost every day, this scripture is quoted. And what is David saying? He says that, as for me, I will behold your face in what? In righteousness. And I shall be satisfied. When I awake into the heart likeness. Praise God. I remember we started looking at the results of an awakened life. Or what you stand to gain in the awakened life. And the number one thing we shared last week was that everyone who is awakened come into your place of revival. You come into the place of what? Oh, your voice is down. You come into the place of what?
Revival.
Yes. You come into the place of revival. It is the number one result of anyone who is awakened. Your spirit is stirred to please God at all times. Your spirit is stirred to do the work of God. Your spirit is stirred to always pursue kingdom advancement endeavors. Hallelujah. Today I'm sharing with you, which is part 5A. Part 5A. So we've had series of messages on this awakened life. This first service, we are on part 5A. Praise God. The second result or benefit that one stands to gain when one is awakened is the benefit of fruitfulness. The benefit of fruitfulness. You are made fruitful. You are made fruitful. Pay attention. You are made fruitful. You are made fruitful. Somebody is blessed. In John chapter number 15, verse number 16. John chapter number 15, verse number 16. Jesus in his own words says, "Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth what? Fruit." Praise God. "And that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever ye shall ask the Father in my name, he will do what? He will give it unto you." Praise God. Now, fruitfulness or fruit bearing is the will of God for every child of God. Fruit bearing, to bear fruit, is the will of God for every child of God. Now he said, "I chose you and I ordain you." For what purpose? To go and bring forth fruit. And that your fruit should remain. Somebody is blessed. Now, God expects us to bear fruit in every area of our lives. Praise God. Because that is the will of God for your life. Now, because it's the will of God for our life, when God created man in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26, Genesis chapter 1, verse number 26, they say that, and God said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fishes of the sea, and over the fowls of the earth, and over the cattle, and over all the earth, and over every creeping thing that creepeth upon the surface of the earth. Now go to verse number 27. And God created man in his own image, and in the image of God created him. Male and female, he created who? Them. Now, the 28 says that, and God, everybody go with me, and God blessed them and said, be. Amen. The number one will of God for every child of God is to be fruitful. Not being fruitful makes your life frustrated. Any child of God who is not fruitful, your life becomes frustrated. You are frustrated in life. Why? Because you are not hard walking in the will of God. Anyone that fails to walk in the will of God, walk in frustration. I pray for you that may you walk in the will of God concerning your life. So we have come to understood based from the scriptures that when we awaken from our sleep, God brings us into the realm of fruitfulness. And this service, we are knowing that as a child of God, the will of God for my life is not to be barren, but to be fruitful in all areas of my life. Now, I want us to look at some of the areas where God expects us to be fruitful. What areas does God want me to be fruitful? Write it like that. What areas does God want me to be fruitful? What areas does God want me to be fruitful? In this service, I will not be sharing all. I'll be sharing about three with you as we continue. What areas? Number one, 1 Peter chapter 2. Verse number 1 downwards. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse number 1 downwards. Now he says, wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and all hypocrisies and envies and all evil speaking. Verse 2. As newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that we may grow thereby. Somebody's blessed. Now he says, as the newborn, go back to 2. As the newborn babies desire the sincere milk of the word, that ye may do what? Grow thereby. So the very first place that God expects every child of his to be bearing fruit is your spirituality. You must bear fruit spiritually. You must grow spiritually. Is that Gloria? Are you not writing? But you are not, I've not written that one. You must grow what? Spiritually. You must grow spiritually. It is important for us to know that as a child of God, we start as babies, but we must not remain as babies. it is important that for anyone that comes to Christ, come as what? A baby. But you must know what? Remain as baby. It becomes a going concern. Whenever since you became born again, you are still who you are. No growth, no increase, no change in size. Just as you were born, so you are. It means you are not what? Bearing fruit spiritually. Is somebody here with me? Now the scriptures admonishes us to grow spiritually. How? In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1 to 3. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse number 1 to 3. He says, "And I, brethren," this is Paul speaking, he said, "could not speak unto you as unto spiritual." He was speaking to the church, but he said that I'm not able to speak to you spiritual things. Why? He said that, "but as unto you carnal." The carnal Christian is a baby Christian. A carnal Christian is what? A baby Christian. In other words, a Christian who is asleep. A Christian who is what? A Christian who is what?
Asleep.
Who is asleep? Who is dead? Unconscious? Who is not awakened? Is somebody here with me? But he's saying that as kind of even as unto babes in Christ. Somebody is blessed. Now he went on verse number 2. He said that I have fed you with hot milk. So every Christian start as a baby, and what you start drinking or what you start eating is what? Milk. That is what babies like. They like eating milk. All that they know is what? Milk. Breast milk. Breast milk. Breast milk. They can't eat any food again. Praise God. But at a certain point in your life, breast milk alone cannot make you grow. Is somebody here with me? He said that, and not with meat. For hitherto, ye were not able to bear it, neither yet now are ye able. Praise God. So Paul is trying to admonish us that we must grow from eating milk into what? Meat. And from meat to solid bone, solid food. And from solid food to what? Bones. Bones. Now some of you, even when you go to restaurants, you don't care who is there. You eat the meat and then chew the bones. Because you are of age to chew what? The bones. So, spiritually, you must not remain as a baby. Some of you, ever since you became Christians, all that you know is the only prayer you pray is the Lord's Prayer. That is the best prayer you can pray. Your longest time of prayer, it shouldn't exceed 5 minutes. If it exceeds 5 minutes, it means that there's a problem. Is somebody here with me? Every day, your dreams are filled with attacks. Animals are chasing you. Human beings, animals are chasing you. Not reality, but in your dream. It is an indication that you are not what?
Growing.
Praise God. But God has programmed every child of his to do what? To grow. To bear fruit spiritually. Say, bear fruit spiritually. And the Bible was so clear when he talked about the things that makes us not to grow, not to bear fruit. According to the first passage we read, that is 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 1, he talked about envy. He talked about malice. He talked about guile, hypocrisies. We confess to have the power, but we deny it. We don't have it. He talked about a envies. We envy one another. Even, you see, this scripture was not written to the world. It was written for the church. While there is envy in the church, while there is hypocrisy in the church, while there is malice, evil speaking, God, the church, the people are not growing. They are not hurt. Growing. Petty issues. And this person has done this. And this person has done this. As if they are in the church for that person. You are a baby. Tell somebody you are a baby. You come to church because of somebody. Some of you come to church because you have a new dress. You are a baby. You come to church in order to come and show up. You are a baby. Some of you think that until you have a new shoe, you are not coming to church. You are a baby. If you brought the same hairstyle last week and you repeated it the following week and you think that it has become too much, you are a baby. We don't come to church looking out for those things. The church, we must grow from being a baby to become a child and from a child to become sons. It takes only sons to be able to inherit, to get the blessings that God wants us to be. Whilst you remain a child, there is nothing that will come into your hands. You are too petty. Tell somebody you are too petty. You get easily offended because you are a baby. You are a baby. You can't forgive easily. Somebody did something and they have called you, they've spoken to you, but yet you are a baby. One way that God expects us to bear fruit is to bear fruit what? Spiritually. Amen. Somebody say, I'm bearing spiritual fruit. I'm bearing spiritual fruit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, don't sit in this house and think that you don't want to grow. Everybody must graduate. You see, even if you came yesterday, you must see change in your life every now and then. Because the word of God that is preached here must supposed to change you. Somebody is blessed. Again, what other area does God expect us to bear fruit? What other area God expect us to bear fruit? John chapter 4, verse 34 to 36. What other areas does God expect us to bear fruit? John chapter 4, verse 34 to 36. He says, Jesus said unto them, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. Continue. Say not ye, there are yet 4 months, and then cometh what? The harvest. Behold, I say unto you, lift up your eyes and look unto the fields, for they are white already to harvest. Now go on. And he that reapeth receiveth what? And gathered what? Unto. They gathered fruit unto eternal life. One area that God expects every child of his to bear fruit when you are awakened is to be able to win souls. Soul winning. It is key. Soul winning. Soul winning. The Bible says that they gather, and he that reapeth receiveth what? Wages. And gathered fruit unto life eternal. It is one area that most believers are running away from. They can do all the singing. It's easy to be in the choir, but it is difficult to be part of evangelism team. It is easy to become an usher, but it is very difficult to be an outreach team. It is easy so long as I am in the church and I'm moving about, but that is not what God has called you to do. God expects everybody to be a soul winner. To be a soul winner. To be a soul winner. He said, you gather fruit unto eternal. You see, you must understand that everything that you do, you receive the benefit here on earth. But there is one thing about soul winning. Its benefit is for here and also for there. Oh, your amen is weak. When one soul is saved, the Bible says that heaven rejoices. So, when you are committing yourself in bringing forth fruit unto eternal, you are committed to kingdom work, whereby your profiting or your blessing expounds both here on earth and also in heaven. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. I said praise God. Somebody is blessed. We must bear fruit of soul winning. It must be your agenda. It must be something that you are committed to every now and then. You don't wait till the church say we are organizing, what do you call it, evangelism, or we are going on soul winning, or today is Family and Friends Day. That is when you begin to invite people to church. That is when you begin to talk to people about your church. It is an error. It shows you are not bearing fruit. You are still asleep. You are not awakened yet, because the awakened life causes you to be bearing fruit, thereby winning souls. Every day, you must seek to bring somebody to church. It is your commitment that I will not go to church alone. I will not be, if I can't preach for them to be saved, I will invite them. I will invite them. I will invite them when they come. You see, if I can't take Jesus to them, I will bring them to where Jesus is. Make it your point. Make it your point. That shows that you are awakened, because you are bearing fruits unto eternal. What do I mean? The people you bring become your kind. Everybody give birth to his kind. The people you bring to church, they become like you. And as they become like you, and as they also bring each other, then the church will be growing. The church will be expanding. The church will have the kinds of you. You have the kinds of you. And you see, it will multiply and multiply and multiply. And then you have a chain where there are many people who are coming down you, because you are what? Bearing fruit. If you don't do it, life becomes what? Frustration. The reason why many of you are frustrated is because you are not bearing fruit. Jesus said that by your fruit bearing, that is even when your prayers will be answered. So you are not bearing fruit. That is why you've been praying so long. That is why it takes a long time before something simple will be done for you. What others are taking it easily, you have to struggle, because you are not doing what God expects you to do. Somebody is blessed. Now, I want to add one more to this service, then we continue. God bless you. Now, which other area does God expect us to bear fruit? Philemon chapter 1, verse 14. Philemon 1:14. I've been using this scripture for some time now. He says, and without your mind, I can do nothing. Philemon 1:14. It has only one chapter, verse 14. But without thy mind, I do nothing. Everybody go with me. But without thy mind, I will do what? Nothing. This is the word of God, and God is speaking. One area that God expects us to be bearing fruit is to bear fruit in our mind. Is to be bearing fruit in where? Our mind. Your mind is important to God. It is a battlefield. It is the center of creativity. It is the center of innovations. It is the center of ideas. 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 Your mind. It is the center of inventions. Every great invention, every Every great creativity, every great idea has been birthed out of the mind. Your mind is important to God. Your mind is important to God. The key to fruitfulness is the fruitfulness of your mind. Somebody is blessed. Now, in Psalm number 119, verse 9. No, Psalm number 119, verse 97. Give me 97. Psalm 119, verse 97. Now, this is what it reads. It said that, "Oh, how I love thy law. It is my heart meditation all day." Now, how do we bear fruit in our mind? That is what we call meditation. How do you bear fruit in your mind? That is what we call what? Meditation. 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 Most people, great people, great inventions, great innovations, great ideas has been birthed out of what? Meditation. That is where the mind gets the opportunity to moreover, repeat over that which is what? Received. And as you continually to repeat over and moreover that which is received, it becomes part of you. And it becomes your mindset. How many of you have spent even 5 minutes alone without touching your phone? 5 minutes without touching your phone, alone with your Bible and your notes, at least to reflect on the things that you have written in it. The key to your fruitfulness is your meditation. He said, "How I love thy law. It is my what? Meditation all day." Somebody is blessed. I pray that the word of God becomes your meditation all day long. Amen. Praise God. Now listen, write this. Thinking or right thinking make wise. Don't sleep on me. Right thinking makes what? Wise. I'm not talking about worrying. Many of you, you worry, you don't think. There is vast difference. You worry, but you don't what? Think. Meditation brings you to a place of thinking. 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 Most of you, you don't think, with all due respect. You don't think. You don't what? Think. You rather worry. You worry. You worry. You worry about the problem. You worry about the issue. You worry about the tomorrow. You worry about what will happen. You don't think. You think thinking. Worrying is thinking. No. Worrying is not thinking. But thinking is feeding your mind with the right stuff. In order to generate something new. Feeding your mind with the right stuff. In order to generate what? Something new. Tap somebody and say, "Stop worrying. Don't worry and think you are thinking." Somebody is blessed. The Bible talks about a people called the Joshua generation. Say, "The Joshua generation." Come on, tell another person and say, "The Joshua generation." The Joshua generation were successful people. The Joshua generation were thinkers. The Joshua generation were meditators. And they all got to the promised land. Listen, the generation that left Egypt, it took only two people in order to reach the promised land. Almost over 6,000 people that left Egypt crossed the Red Sea on their way to the promised land, only two people got to the promised land. Only two people. But there was a generation that got into the promised land. We call them the Joshua generation. And the Joshua generation were a generation who meditates on the word of God. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. Joshua chapter 1 verse 8. They always think about the word of God. They don't think about their problems. They don't think about the fact that they don't have money. They don't have work. They don't think about the fact that they are growing and they have to marry. They think about the word. He says, this book of the law shall not depart out of what? Yama. The book of the law. He said, but thou shalt do what? Meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is what? Written therein. Is somebody following me? Now he says that, for then thou shalt make, you shall make your ways what? You shall make your way what? And then thou shalt have a good success. Your amen is weak. Your amen is weak. It didn't say that thou shalt worry about your exams and your grade. Thou shalt be confused and be thinking and worried. Some of you worried about what you don't have. And you remain in that because that is your thinking. You see, whatever you think, you are. So as you are thinking about what you don't have, you remain there. But the Joshua generation sought to have a prosperous life and a success. And what they did was that we will meditate on the word of God. Your amen is weak for me. For us, we will not be worried about the situations at the wilderness. When those generations that left Egypt were started worried about what they would drink, what they would eat, because when they left Egypt, they thought that the promised land, everything was easy. When they got there and they realized that things were difficult, they started blaming God. And they started attacking Moses. Even the man who led them out of Egypt even couldn't get to the promised land. But there was a generation. I pray that today you become part of that generation. Your amen is sick for me. You will become the generation that will put the word of God on your mouth. Thou will not meditate on anything but the word of God. You will feed your mind. You will feed your mind with the word of God. And so shall you have your ways prosperous. So shall you have your ways heard. So shall you have your way 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 heard. In the name of Jesus Christ. Shout, I am part of the Joshua generation. Amen. So Paul said in Romans chapter 12 verse number 1 and 2, he said, I beseech you brethren, by the mercies of God, I'm begging you. That is the word that he's saying. I'm on my knees. He wasn't speaking to unbelievers. He was speaking to the believers like you, the children of God like you. I beseech you, me pamachao say, present your bodies as what? As living sacrifice. Holy and what? Acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. That is the reason why I called you. That is what I am saying. I called you that you should present your bodies as such. Is somebody here with me? Now verse 2 says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye what? Transformed by the renewing of what? Your mind. Why should your mind be renewed? Because that is the only way you will get into the place of success. Bearing fruit in the mind is an indication, it's a key. Meditation. How then do you bear fruit in the mind? Meditation. He said that be you transformed by the renewing of my mind. How do you transform your mind? Meditation. Some of you can't even give me one scripture
one scripture here. If I should point somebody and say, just give me one scripture, even this scripture on the board, crampono, you will forget. There is no scripture in your mind. How then do you expect prosperity God's way? How then do you become successful? You don't even know one scripture. One scripture. Can I try it right now? No. You don't know one scripture. We have been using Psalm 17 verse 15 for almost all the time. 5 Sundays. 10 services. 10 services. Almost every service, I quote this scripture. But some of you cannot quote it right now. And you expect your ways to be prosperous. You expect things to go well. You think everything is prayer. That is why you are where you are. I pray for you today. Amen. Oh, your amen is sick. Amen. I said, I pray for you today that you will bear fruit in your mind. That you will bear fruit in your mind. That you will bear fruit in your mind. In the name of Jesus Christ. The time is far spent. Let's continue. So I have shared 3 with you. We'll continue the rest at the second service. Somebody is blessed. Now we say that fruit bearing, this is another point I want you to register, is the function of the blessings of the Lord. You don't just bear fruit, but it is the function of the blessings of God. Okay? Are you sure you are typing? It is the function of what? The blessings of God. It is the function of the blessings of God. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 1, verse number 28, and God blessed them and said, so the blessing, the first thing God spoke was that, be what? Fruitful. So fruitfulness is the function of the blessings of God. You cannot be fruitful if you are not blessed. You cannot be fruitful. Come on, drop it. If you are not blessed, you cannot be fruitful. Proverbs 10:20. Proverbs chapter 10, verse number 20. Somebody is blessed. Proverbs 10:20 says, the tongue of the just is as choice silver, and the heart is wicked unto all things. This is not what I need. But then we'll correct it at the second service. All right, so let's go. Now we must understand that every child of God has been blessed spiritually. Blessing or fruitfulness is a function of blessing. And every child of God has been blessed what? Spiritually. They have been blessed what? Spiritually. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse number 3. Ephesians chapter 1 verse number 3. Quickly. He said that blessed be the God and the father of who? Is somebody following me? You were untro, unso unkan. Babro kwa mfebi ama. You are most miserable. You didn't say amen on that. They know the ones I'm talking to. Somebody's blessed. I will force you to learn the word of God. I'll force you to know the truth, because that is the only way you can be successful in life. Officer will come back topa. No, that is life. A time will come. Topa and topa. You need the word in your spirit. Somebody is blessed. A time is coming. A soul on cyber soul night. Then you will need the word. Somebody is blessed. He says, blessed be the God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all. Hallelujah. So we have blessings. God has blessed every child of God, what? Spiritually. Now, how do we assess this blessing? We have understood that the fruitfulness is the function of the blessing. So until you assess the blessing, you cannot be what? Fruitful. So how do you assess the blessing in order to be what? Fruitful. Is somebody understanding me? Yes, in this service, for the sake of time, maybe I'll share one with you
And then we'll continue at the second service. How do you assess the blessing? How do you assess the blessing? How do you assess the blessing? Acts chapter number 3, verse 26. Acts chapter 3, verse number 26. Now he says, Unto you first, God, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you.
Hallelujah.
And turning away every one of you from his word, iniquity. But the point of emphasis, it says, having raised up his son Jesus, sent him to bless you. Jesus, according to John chapter number 1, verse 1, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. When you read down, it said, and the Word became flesh, talking about Jesus. So he said, Jesus was sent to bless you. It means that the Word of God is sent to bless you. So how do you assess the blessing for your fruitfulness? It is through the Word of God. It is through the Word of God. It is through the Word of God. You can never be blessed in life. You can never be blessed in life if you don't love God's Word. If you don't feed on God's Word. Some of you are feeling jittery right now. You wish the service is over, all because I'm preaching. Your spirit rejects the word. As your spirit rejects the word, it is rejecting your blessings. Anytime you embrace God's word, you are embracing blessings. Anytime you reject God's word, you are rejecting blessings. He said, Jesus was sent to do what? To bless you. I pray for you right now. Even as the word of God is coming, receive your blessing now. Receive your blessing now. Receive your blessing now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. You accept the blessing for your fruitfulness through the word of God. Somebody's blessed. Let me quickly add that with this one, and then we go on for the sake of time. How do we assess the blessings in order to be fruitful? How do we assess the blessing in order to be fruitful? Go with me to Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Numbers chapter 6, verse 22 to 27. Let's be fast. Let's be fast. Now, everybody, after finishing, read with me. He says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto Aaron and to unto the sons. Saying, on this wise ye shall bless the children of Israel, saying unto them, go on, the Lord bless thee and what? Keep thee. Now, how do you assess the blessing for your fruitfulness? It is through the priestly blessings. The priestly blessings. Drop it. The priestly blessings. Let me tell you, God has ordained the blessings of God through your set man. Your set man, your priest, the man of God set over your life. God has ordained your blessing in him. Your amen is weak. You can choose to believe it or not, but until you remain a member of this church, your blessings is within me. Until I release it, you will never have it. The set man over your life. The Bible said, and Moses called all the sons together and said that, may the Lord what? Bless. May the Lord what? He said, the Lord bless thee and what? Keep thee. He said that the Lord make his face what? Shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. Then the last verse, it says that, and the Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give you peace. Amen. And give you peace. Amen. These were the words of the priest. Let me tell you something. Your words, your blessings are linked to the one that God has set over you as your pastor. Your pastor.
your priest. You can never be blessed without the blessings of your set man of God. Hallelujah. Amen. You can only contact it, not anywhere but in the church. You can only contact the priestly blessings, not anywhere but in the church. As the word of God is coming, the blessings of God are being released unto you through the set man over your life. Many of you think that, some of you, you don't even pray, but everything works for you. Some of you, you don't know the attacks that comes over your life, and yet you still survive, because there is a set man over your life. Amen. You don't know what I go through every single day. I may not single-handedly mention your name before God, but so long as you remain a member of this church, until I am attacked and defeated, nobody can touch you. Amen. You don't know. There are things I don't share with you. I sometimes feel my body is burning, all because somebody has become a focus of attack in the church. And therefore, I have to feel it in my body. But the moment I start praying, I may not know the very person, but the moment I start praying, that person will get delivered. Amen. And when I feel I'm relieved, it means the person is okay. Amen. So there is, listen, don't just sit here and think that you belong to a group, a society. No. This is the church where God has set. You see, and the blessing, you can sit at home and call me. I'll tell you it is well. I'll tell you what. You think it's a blessing? The blessing is that may the Lord what? Bless you. In church, when I greet people, you are blessed. Amen. When I shake everybody in church, I say, you are hot. Blessed. If I meet you outside, I don't say that. You call me, I tell you it is what? It is what? Because the blessings are located in the church from the priest. I thought somebody was clapping. Is somebody here with me? Give me some few minutes. Let me add one more for the sake of the kind of audience I have here. Let me add one more. It is important because I can't share this much at the second service because most of them would have passed that kind of comment. It's very important. How then do we assess again the blessings for our fruitfulness? Everybody write it. This is very important. This is very important. Very, very important. We assess the blessings for our fruitfulness through both our biological parents and our spiritual parents. This is very important. You assess the blessings for your fruitfulness through your biological parents and your heart. Hey, and your heart. And your heart. Yes. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1. Ephesians chapter 6, verse number 1 and 2. What is he saying? Quickly. He said, children, everybody go. Let's start again. Everybody go. Children, obey your parents in the Lord. For this one, do honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with what? Promise. Let me tell you something. Your blessing to your fruitful life is linked to, or you assess it through your biological and your heart, spiritual parent. This is very important. This is very important. In their mouth, they carry blessings. They carry what? Blessings. They have, you see, many of you think you are making it now. You have forgotten that it is not by any effort of yours, but by the hard work of your parents before. Even if they didn't leave you anything, they prayed for you. They nurtured for you. They actually took care of you. both biologically and what? Spiritually. Many of you are enjoying life now because of what your parents what did for you. Most of the things we are enjoying here, let me tell you, by the grace of God, through my ministry, this building, I remember when my father started this ministry many years ago, then he left to US. And then on his visit one day, when he returned, then we were being sagged from the classroom where we used to meet. I remember he brought a car, Sienna. He brought a car that he was coming to use for a while. That same week that we were sacked from the classroom, he sold the car. I remember 8,000 Ghana cedis to start this structure. You see, this structure was built in haste. If you are really, you can ask doctor. It doesn't have any plan. It was built in what? In haste. 8,000. Pa, 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 pa. Then everything was left ajar, and then he left. And to the glory of God, from the ceiling, from the roof to the towers, within these few years, God has blessed us. Amen. Listen, the foundation was laid and the sacrifice was laid by a father. Amen. Don't ever think that you are what you are because you know what's up. Or you have what is strength. Let me tell you, let me tell you a secret. Never ever come into any disagreement or discord with your biological parents or your spiritual parents. Never. 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 Make sure you always settle yourself so that their blessings will back you in life. Because whatever they tell you, it will come to pass. When they speak evil, you will carry evil. They speak blessings, you will carry what? Blessings. One of my most discomforting times in life, when you see that I'm so worried, very worried and troubled in my spirit, that means the old boy is not happy. It is key. Then the old boy is not happy. Something has happened. And the old boy is mad, angry with me. And I need to do something about it. Because until I settle, my spirit will never be arrested. My spirit will never be arrested. Because in that case, his backing, his spiritual backing. Man, we are enjoying many things here. Many breakthroughs, many testimonies. After all, who is Pastor Obed? But there is a spiritual backing. Is somebody here? There is somebody who at least wakes up and said, Father, remember that boy who is taking care of your people, your flock, and give him grace to do the work. Give him grace to do the work. So I stand here and I preach, and you think, it's somebody is praying. Amen. Let me tell you something. Never, ever have problem with your spiritual or your heart, your biological father. Is somebody here with me? Apart from my biological father, I have spiritual father. I have always tried my best to be in good terms. When I'm doing something, an apostle calls, hey, you don't go, what is going on? I say, oh, this and that. I say, no. We don't do things what? Like that. I say, I surrender. Apostle, I do what? I surrender. Is somebody here with me? Because they are blessings. Listen. For almost every breakthrough night, I have to call apostles. Apostle, tell me, breakthrough night is on us. Ah, don't worry, my spirit is already what? My spirit is already what? And I believe. So when I stand here and I open my mouth and I make a declaration, the spirit of God is at work. Let me tell you something. In the same way as I stand here as your spiritual father, when you are in agreement with me and you are coming and you know that there is nothing that is hindering you and me, you will call my name anywhere and things will bow to you. Yeah. situations will give way. Because there is a spiritual word. Is somebody here with me? How then do you honor your spiritual parents and your biological parents? How? I'm giving you three and I'm done for this service. I would encourage everybody to wait for the rest of the message. It's so powerful, it will bless you. Now listen, how then? How then do you honor them? Number one, by speaking well of them to others. By speaking well of them to others. By speaking well. Don't ever stand anywhere and speak evil about the womb that gave birth to you. About the loins that got you conceived. Never speak evil. Never speak bad. No matter how angry you are. If you have ever done that, go to God and ask for forgiveness. Go to them and seek for what? Forgiveness. Never. Never speak bad. Whenever speak bad, never speak evil against both your spiritual parents and what? Some of you, you gossip about your pastors. You say all kinds of things in your closet. Let me tell you, I may not hear it, but the curse is upon your head. The curse is upon what? I said the curse is upon what? You talk evil about your pastor. Hey! Even if your pastor is not good, you are not the one to change him. Live and pray for him. Leave him and pray for him. Don't ever speak evil anywhere about who? Your pastor. Somebody's blessed. Again, how then do you honor both your spiritual parents and your biological parents? Esteeming them publicly and privately. Esteeming them publicly and what? Privately. Some of you, you have opportunity, you come and stand here and you say that, my papa, my papa, my papa. When I'm not there, what do you say? When I'm not there, what do you say? Some of you use na obed no. And so be jinaha, my papa. Who is your papa? I'm a muko if it's a new cronies no eh come in one seminar there. No, no bed jana seman or no over here suffer the bay. Oba da bay. Who born him by mistake? And now can say you are incurring curses upon your head. Never speak. You see, you must esteem them. Let people know that this is your father. Amen. Or your amen is sick. Amen. Some of you are even shy to put me on your statuses. May God forgive all of you. Amen. You are shy of me. Am I a bad person? Do I look ugly? And you are shy to portray. May God have mercy on all of you. Somebody is blessed. Both publicly and privately, esteem both your spiritual parents and what? Your biological parents. Again, how do I honor them? How do I honor them? How do I honor them? Obey them as they command you in the ways of God. Obeying them as they command you in the ways of God. Obey them. Whatever they tell you, do it. One way you show respect and honor to your spiritual father or your biological father is to do what? Obey. Obey before you complain. Some of you man not catchy. So for come and no makatre. You are giving excuses to all things. Instead of you doing the right thing, you are giving excuses. Because you can talk, you give excuse anyhow. Obey. Even if it doesn't make sense, don't challenge. Obey. At least let him know you are doing it and face problem rather than to challenge his authority. There are some of you, your attitude is challenging your spiritual father's authority. Your attitude, you are not saying it, but what that you are doing is say, hi, for now, seven free uncle. First service, time I penny a bad day. Yeah, baby. Book no crying, should be. Yeah, sign. And then, yeah, sorry to say, dear, you're quite drummer. Somebody's blessed. Last one. How do you honor your spiritual and then your officer? By giving to them. Giving to them. Give them gifts. You are here. With more thing. Give. 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 Give to them. Give to them. Tell one idea. Give them gifts. Give. Give. It is by way of what? Honoring. It is by way of honoring. You honor them when you give them gifts. You are too wicked. You are too hands tied. Praise God. Listen, let me tell you a secret and bring it to a close. I give. Listen, for the beginning of every year, I've made it a policy that at least every man of God who has made impact in my life, at least I'll give them something. I'll give them something. It is a way of receiving their blessings. Listen, after the 40 days, no, the 40 days was very long. So this year, it delayed a little bit. And after the 40, I was feeling so restless in my spirit. It's like I have fasted, but yet things are not so right within me. It's like there's still heaviness in the spirit. Then I remembered. Then I did mobile money. One to Takoradi, one to here, one to there, one to there. Then all of a sudden, there was a release in my spirit. And I said, wow, let me tell you, even the pastor here, listen, this pastor has been one of the most renowned pastors in Kumasi for some time. He's been very, very, very instrumental. The whole area, when he came here, there were no buildings. He came to fight the beast on this land. And now, you small boy, you have come. Your church is growing than him. You have many cars coming to your church, organizing programs. You have overflows and here like that. Do you think that in the natural perspective, he will be okay with you? We are humans. Forget about spiritual things. But God gave me wisdom. Every year, I'll get something not too big. And I go and say, oh, Papa, this is for you. The last time you guys were here, I went there, he was busy. I couldn't meet him. But they told him that I was there. He came here to my office. And when he came, he didn't even know what was it. I said, oh, Papa, I wanted to present a prophetic seed. He said, oh, my son, here at the office, he prayed for me and said, God bless you. Do you know that when he sees, drop it. Do you know when he sees you are doing projects, he will be envious? When your church is growing, he will be envious? Because he knows that you have a good heart. Let me tell you, people, don't be stingy. Don't be stingy. Giving, it opens what? Door. I wish I have more time. But may we end it here. Put your hands together. Come on, do it better. Come on, do it better. Come on, do it better. Listen. I'm not saying this because I personally need anything from you as your spiritual head. No. Many of you here knows that I give more than anybody. More of many people in this church. Some of you, I mean, like you have become my children that I bless all the time. So I'm not saying this because I need something from you. But I'm saying this because it is one of the honor you do to your parents in order to attract the blessings for your fruitfulness. I have determined in my spirit, let me tell you, maybe somebody will help me. But for the sacrifice of my father, before he will step foot in Ghana, he should have his 3 bedrooms ready for him. I have determined to do it. Because he had to sell his car. in order for us to get a place like this. Though it wasn't fully furnished, it wasn't there, just like Apata. But for that sacrifice, he shouldn't come to Ghana and go and rent a place. He must have a place for himself. Is somebody here with me? Is somebody here with me? Yes. So don't be stingy. Honor your parents. But let me tell you, never go to any man of God empty hands. Let me tell you, never go to any man of God, whether you are going to greet him or you are going to say, never go to any man of God. What? When I'm at the office and you are coming, it is not, listen. It is not about the quantity. It is about the heart. Oh, Papa, this is something small for water. It can be one city. You have contacted the blessing. Never. Let me tell you, the other day, Apostle came here, somewhere last year. And then he asked us to go to a renowned man of God in Kumasi who was so powerful, Reverend Ampoma. Now he's old, of harvesters. He's old man. When we went there, Apostle was going, he has purpose to give a seed. I didn't know. But when I saw Apostle's envelope, I said, Kai, Akwe, Yakobe, Jesus, right now. I quickly went to the car, I pulled my envelope, and I packaged my tool. When Apostle delivered, I also delivered. Now when we delivered, he said, sons, let me pray for you. And we all kneeled down and he laid his hands on us and blessed us. Let me tell you, some of you will come and I will only tell you, God bless you, it is well, go. But some of you, it takes your seed to trigger the blessings in me. Listen, Esau, Jacob had to take the blessings of his brother by venison, Adriane. Or the man, Papa, the Papa, and you know who say, Esau, and I say, Jacob. Oh, dear, yeah, I was a brother, Miss Rao. Oh, dear, you was here then. Brother, Miss Rao. Listen, you are here. You want to access blessings for your fruitfulness. Don't be stingy. Don't be hard. Am I speaking to somebody here? I'm not talking about those who have. Don't be stingy. Don't come and then be buying credit for your girlfriend. Your pastor doesn't have credit. Am I speaking the truth?
Yes.
And you expect blessings. And you stop paying our girlfriend or whatever. Is somebody here with me? You come and the pastor pray for me. As for the prayer, I will pray. But it will not come from the resources. Hey, there is an anointing that is released when something gets in. I wish I have to share more with you, but there's no time. Lift up your hands and thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Thank God for his word. Come on. Oh, come on. Let me hear you. Let me feel you. Open your mouth and thank God for his word.
We trust that you've been blessed with the word of God. We would like to have you worship with us at Miracle Manor Church, Top High, off Tech Junction Road, behind Love FM. Call us on 0244-991294 or 0209-959090. Miracle Manor Church, manna fed, manna satisfied.